Mr. Kelly.
Oh, hey, Sergeant.
What's all this?
With all the time I've been home, I put in a Zen garden.
What an amazing place to balance your chi.
It is. And with a personal loan from PenFed, I was able to borrow the entire cost, up to $50,000, at a great low rate with no hidden fees and a simple pre-qualify.
But you're not in the military.
Everyone gets great rates at PenFed, whether you're in uniform or not.
I feel more enlightened already.
PenFed Credit Union. Visit PenFed.org/loans. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.
Another episode of Animator Interviews. My name is Evan Vernon. I'm a contributor at Animation for Adults, as well as Animation Nights New York, also known as Annie. If you're new to Annie, we are a monthly screening event and yearly festival that celebrates the very best in animation talent. Our artists come from all across the globe, and many have gone on to have their work featured at Cannes and other prominent festivals. We have a special guest today. I'm joined now by Turkish animator Yunus Yildiz. Yunus earned his animation degree from Andalou University in 2019 and currently works as a concept artist and character designer in the games industry. His animated short, The Hands, is one of 12 films being featured at our April screening. We've got an outstanding lineup this month, and The Hands is no exception. This dark but necessary film takes place in a post-war wasteland. A lone man runs through the destruction. He is tired, afraid, and relentlessly pursued by a pair of ghostly hands. Nothing appears to be left of his world. Nothing, that is, except for one tiny red shoe. It's the last bit of color he has in his life, and he clings to it desperately. The Hands is a short film, but its grave, heart-wrenching imagery says more about war in 3 minutes than many films say in an hour. Today, Yunus has given us a rare chance to explore this powerful short and the inspiration behind it. Yunus, thanks again for coming. We want to talk about the film, but I'd like you to step back for a moment and take us on your journey. What drew you to animation? How did you enter the industry?
I started, like, I already, in when I was in high school, I was in art school. And then in that time, my teachers, like, recommend animation studios, animation schools. And I applied to animation school, and I won. It's like they have like an exam for starting there. And after that, and I studied there, and we took a lot of like different style of animation there. We learned so many programs there. I studied like 5 years there.
And this was at Andalou University, is that correct?
That's Andalou University, yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. So you attended school. Did you have any sort of heroes or influences growing up that made you want to get into animation?
I have heroes, actually. I have two heroes. And one of them, like Robert Foley. One of the other ones is Sergio Pablo. I pick, they are my heroes because, you know, they have so interesting art. They have so their animation is so different. It's so unique from the other animations. Like they have like, they're making like traditional art, traditional animation, but it's not like flat colors. It's not like, it's kind of like 3D, but it's not 3D. That's why I just, it's for me is unique.
I'm sure that a lot of our listeners are familiar with both of those artists, especially yeah. Pablo's. I know that Klaus is probably his most famous work, came out recently. But you're absolutely right, Yunus. You see that kind of hybridized style with directors like that. That's very interesting and sets them apart. I'd like to go ahead and talk about your thesis film at Andalou, The Hands. Really gripping story. What inspired you to make this film?
When I was a master, I study also master, and I work on surrealism in that time. Like they took me so much stuff from surrealism. Also in the film, they have, like, for example, in the hand, some ants enter the light from the hands. I took this idea from the Salvador Dali film. He has also kind of like that things. It means like when somebody is dead, his ants is coming from that. It's his dreams, but I just took from that. I took that part from my film. And how this idea came, and when I was kid, and I grown up from the east of Turkey actually, and that area, like, so many like trouble actually, is like war, is like politics stuff, kind of that. It's affect to me in that time, like, that's why I just create kind of that film. It's film telling a trauma of a man. And that's why it's affect to me, like, kind of I create that film.
Yeah, absolutely, Yunus. I mean, it doesn't really matter where you are in the world. I think that everybody has something, unfortunately, that they can relate to when they watch this. War is universal, right? Whether it's in the Middle East or elsewhere in the world. It's sad to say, but that's the universality of what you're talking about is probably what makes this film so gripping. There are a lot of moving symbols in this. So you have the hands that are following this man around, and then this red shoe that he's clinging to very possessively, almost as if his life depends on it, that he hangs on to this shoe. Tell us a little bit about these symbols. What were you trying to convey?
Actually, this man, he lost all his family, and he tried to find them, like, in the foggy places, like, that he tried to find to them. And when he grabbed to, like, this shoe, and it was like his daughter's shoe. Huh. And in that time, when he tried to save this shoe, he's happy. He's so happy when he found his girl. And in that time, some black hands, like dark hands, took him into the war. All dark hands, like, took him, like, in the war. And in that time, he tried to, like, lost his daughter, whole family, and also his dad in that time.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense when you say that. Well, yeah. I'll be honest. When I first saw the film, I wasn't really quite sure what to make of the shoes, but I almost wanted to cry as I was watching it, because I could feel, no, really, I could feel this sense of loss and sadness just kind of emanating from the man and from the film. So even though there's no dialogue, even though everything that you convey is unsaid, you do it very well. And I'm sure for anyone else who's seen the short, have moved a lot of people with this. So thank you so much for sharing, Yunus. It really is something special. I know you're a young artist. I think you've been working in the industry for about 7 years now.
Yeah, it's 8 and 7 years.
So, you know, you see films like this that you've already put out at such a young age. Consider all that you're doing right now in the industry as a character designer for the games industry. Where do you see yourself in the future in an ideal world? Where would you like to be 10, 20 years down the line?
My goal, I don't want to focus somewhere, but I want to work a big project, a kind of, like, I told you before, my heroes, like Sergio Pablo's films, kind of like Klaus, for example.
Yeah.
Like, and really in that place, I want to make, like, background is also, like, really, it's maybe Netflix projects. For example, like Robot Valley has in Love, Death and Robots, Zima Blue. It's kind of like that project. It's make me happy. My goals is like kind of this, not like working at Pixar, working at, like, Disney. Okay, it's so good, but really I want like kind of that project.
So maybe something still kind of in the in the European sphere.
Not
in America. It's encouraging to hear you say that, though. You know, all respect to major studios in America like Disney, DreamWorks, and Pixar, but there is something very magical about the animation that's coming from people like you and people like Pablos and people within Central, Eastern, Western Europe. So I certainly hope that dream comes true, because you really do have a unique voice, Eunice, and it'd be nice to see that voice in a feature length project. Well, Eunice, thank you so much for sharing your work. For all those tuning in, if you'd like to follow Eunice in the future, we'll include all his relevant social media handles in the interview description. Eunice, is there anything else you'd like to share with us before we wrap up today?
Thank you so much for making with me like interview and sharing my art. That's all.
It's been a pleasure to experience your art, Eunice. From Annie's perspective, we certainly hope that you send us more short films in the future, because this really was a powerful piece. So all the best to you in the future. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Where's my order? Does anyone know how to find my order?
How can I find my order?
Break free from customer support monotony. Welcome to Intercom, the customer support platform that uses chatbots, shared inboxes, apps, and more. Intercom's business messenger resolves questions that can be answered automatically, so customer support feels less like Groundhog Day and more like help is on the way. Go to intercom.com/support to learn more.
Everybody needs just the right amount of fuel to get going in the morning. For some, a nice McDonald's egg and cheese bagel is just enough to do it. Others might prefer a McDonald's bacon egg and cheese bagel. Or perhaps a sausage egg and cheese bagel. And there are those where nothing will do but a hearty McDonald's steak egg and cheese bagel. Four different breakfast bagels to get you going. Tomorrow morning, give your engine a head start at participating McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.